I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And here we are, day two.
Day two.
And joining us is one of our favorite lady pilots. I guess I can call you a lady pilot. I don't want to ruffle feathers here. Jessica Cox.
Jessica Cox.
And with her is?
Patrick Chamberlain, her husband.
Her husband and chief technical aviation airplane guru.
Yep.
That doesn't fit on the name tag, does it?
No, it's a little big.
Well, that's okay. It's a big job.
Yep. And you're building the what you call the impossible airplane. Please explain.
Yes, this is an exciting project we've started as of officially last month. We received the first part of the tail, and it is an RV-10, the first ever built to be flown with feet. And we have officially have a volunteer in EAA chapter in New Jersey. They're volunteering to do the build portion. And then we are back in Tucson working on modifications for making this work to be flown with just feet.
Wow. I mean, I can see aileron and it's the, well, wait, it would be rudder, elevator, and I'm not quite sure how you do the aileron.
Yeah, it's quite a challenge to try and get three axes of control from two limbs,
right,
along with throttle and flaps and everything else that goes with it. And so, you know, Jessica's been flying without arms for several years now, over a decade, and she's been flying in an air coupe. Air coupe is two axes of control, no rudder pedals. So how do you get that in an RV-10? It's one of our big challenges. We've got a whole international team. Our leading design right now, like picture your feet on the rudder pedals.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, pull those rudder pedals forward and backwards. That's your pitch.
Right.
But now imagine the rudder pedals are like they're on a disc.
Gotcha.
And they can rotate.
And you can rotate. Now that makes sense.
And that's your ailerons.
Okay.
But then you can push one pedal forward on a track or the other one, and that's your rudder. And then we have three axes of control. We've got a 3D printed design right now for Jessica to try out. We're going to have a flight sim, a one-to-one flight sim. We found a RV-10 that was run over by a tornado.
Oops.
Yeah. And we're going to put those controls into it, hook it up to X-Plane 11, and let Jessica try it out. And we're going to go until we break it. And then we figure out, okay, why did it break? Let's go back, redesign it again. It's going to be a long process, but we're hoping to have it flying by, 2024?
Yes, end of that. That's a big goal.
Yeah.
That is a big goal.
2 years.
Yeah.
Just the construction of the airplane itself, that's a big goal for 2 years, much less build the aircraft and modify it for your purpose.
Now, you're going to have like stirrups on the pedals so that she can hook her feet and pull.
Right. Yeah. She's got to have that forward and backward ability.
Right. Now, one question that pops to mind in me, when she wants to adjust throttle, she's going to have to take one foot off of control.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got to be able to hold the control steady, you know, like not inadvertently input while she's pulling that other foot off because she's only got one foot on a pedal.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's more technique than design, but.
And we're also looking at, you know, Jessica's got more dexterity in her toes than most people. So we're putting planning to put buttons down there.
Oh, that's a great
maybe
idea.
Maybe adjust
push
throttle.
To talk, trim maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Push to talk switch. You know, there's existing technology to change the radio frequency by voice command. Maybe there's a chance to take that to another level, but that's probably beyond my expertise. There's a lot of possibility, but part of it is you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so part of the project has been providing a resource for the next pilot with a disability, to learn about modifications, and B, to ask everybody for help. We've received so much input from the aviation community. It's been amazing. We could not have done this on our own. And, you know, Jessica would not be flying this decade in this RV-10 without the help of the community. And it's been great.
Now, I'm going to really make a leap here and say you're the first pilot that has flown with no arms. So this has never been done before, what you're proposing.
Correct. This will be the first airplane ever modified for foot control.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Well, here's the other question.
Are you all little toes instead of thumbs?
Oh, geez.
Is that what you're going to say?
Well, the one question that comes to mind for me is why the RV-10? With all the other kit manufacturers out there, why did you choose the RV-10?
You know, Patrick and I discussed this, and we have various reasons. One, we wanted something that had the capacity of four seats. The Air Coupe that I've been flying now, and it's back in Arizona because we didn't take it out this year. It had some damage on it. But anyway, it has two seats. So there are limitations there. With a four-seat option, we'll be able to take a child with a disability. Mm-hmm. And I've yet to fly a child with a disability because, for one, I am a sport pilot and not allowed to fly for nonprofits. So once I move up to that next level of private pilot, we'll be able to take up a child, have that experience, that transformation of if she can fly this plane with her feet, then they can do anything.
Yeah.
And that's what our mind is set
on. Plus, you'll be able to take the parent along in the back and they'll get
that's
to
it.
See
right.
how the child loves
exactly.
it. Exactly. Instead of just hearing about it.
And sometimes right. the parents are the ones that need more convincing than the child.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
the parents are stuck in the mode that they're different and they can't do anything.
Yep.
And that's hard to overcome.
Or even the parent can get to the point where they're like, I'm sure my child can do everything. I just don't know how.
Right.
They get stuck on how.
Yep.
And it's just like, don't worry about how. You'll figure it out.
Yep. It's like I told Jessica the last time she was here. It's not that you can't do something. It's just that you do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
So. I loved that.
And, you know, one of the other things, and you brushed on this lightly, avionics. Obviously, this is a problem in one way, but yet not a problem because a lot of this stuff nowadays is all touchscreen.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, and I thought, wait a minute. She's going to work all of this stuff. But she's got this, probably the same amount of dexterity in her feet that we have in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. It's a little bit longer of a limb. You know, your legs are usually a little longer than your arms, but that's about the only difference.
That just means she has more reach.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then my toes are shorter, though, too.
Yeah. Well, I would say in my case, I'd end up using my nose, but that would look pretty funny.
Well,
I could just see it. Okay, Google, set my flight plan.
I had the feeling when you were going to talk about the controls, I had two axes figured out. I had pitch, of course, and I figured rudder would be swivel like this, but I hadn't thought about
the
steering wheel motion for the ailerons.
Yeah.
That's some pretty hoopy thinking, and I'm sure you're going to be doing a lot of, well, if we put this here and that. Yeah.
The question now,
engineering.
Is it going to be dual foot controls or just one side foot
controls? No, just the left PIC.
Okay.
That way we can have someone on the right who wants to fly the standard way. And
the old-fashioned way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jessica's been invited to events across the country with the Air Coupe, and that takes us like 6 weeks. And we're so looking forward to having this capable airplane where we can do it in like a day and a half.
Right. Plus you can throw everything imaginable in the back.
Yep. Throw everything in the back. I'll fly the morning. Jessica flies the evening. And we're there. It's going to be amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. And you're going to shock a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. The only thing you can't do is wave at them when you're taxiing by, right?
No,
you
can still do my that feet too. Will be on the controls, I could slip my foot out there for a couple seconds.
I don't know. I can't imagine the crowd reaction. What the heck was that?
That's what they say when you go by, but that's different.
True.
So what's your timetable's 2024?
We want to, have it ready to fly December 31st, 2024, finish the flight testing 2025, do Jessica's transition training, and, maybe 2026 we'll have it here at AirVenture showing it off, letting people, maybe we'll haul the sim out here and, people for 10 bucks. See if you can fly like Jessica.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, I'm in.
You know what you have to do, though? The foot pedals have to be them old beach pedals that they used to sell for the dune buggy that look like the feet.
I can get a pair of those. My dad builds dune buggies.
See, there you go. Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hey, and if you can't find them, you can always make them. CNC and everything being what it is.
Yeah, a lot of our prototyping is 3D printed. So that we can just here's an idea, let's test it. Here's an idea, let's test it. And we can just go through it so quick. It's amazing.
That is amazing. The whole concept is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to you, Jessica, what, 10 years ago? I'm sure as soon as you flew the Air Coupe, you're like, oh my God, I can fly.
Uh-huh.
But If I could make it easier, it would be a nicer experience.
It would, because my capabilities is about an hour and a half to be able to fly that air coupe safely. And now we want longer distance and longer endurance.
I'm guessing that's because your legs just get cramped up after a while.
They do. It's like being in a crunch for that long.
Yeah, for an hour and a half. Yeah. One sneeze and oh. Oh, wow. So you got the tail built, and I'm assuming you've got mock-ups of the control linkages that you're putzing around with to see how
we've got the most expensive sheet of plywood I ever purchased cut up. We've got the 3D printed prototype in there that we're testing first. We should get the fuselage here soon that we can hook up to the flight sim. And, you know, we're going to have updates on Jessica's social media and also the impossibleairplane.com for people to follow along and send us their ideas. Please send us your ideas. If you just had an idea right now, go to the impossibleairplane.com. There's a form halfway down the page. Send us your idea. We'd love to hear it.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing this thing, and I'm looking forward to trying out that simulator. I'll pay the $10.
Yeah. I can just see the face on the designated airworthiness examiner when he goes in there and there's like, hey, there's no stick. What the heck?
Oh, yeah. The other thing, when you're going to do that simulator, wear clean socks.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. Get a sock sponsor on board. Got it.
There you go.
There
got
we
it.
Go.
All right. Thank you so much for coming, Jessica and John, wasn't it?
Patrick.
I was close.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, no big deal
coming
for
at
us.
It from the other side of the
this
planet.
This is normal for us.
Yes. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.